Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to The Teacher. Dear listeners, this is your host Ali, and today we're going to be talking about the concept or the institution or the system of imamah. Imamah translated as leadership or Islamic leadership or divine Islamic leadership. More specifically, we're going to be looking into one of the philosophies of the existence of an imam today. As you know, we've been covering this topic for the last 3-4 episodes where we have discussed other reasons and philosophies for the existence of an imam. Today we're covering yet another one, which is that imam is a great intermediator for divine grace. So the necessity of for the final proof, you know, that's what we will talk before getting into the real topic. Not only must the heart be guided by the rays of the existence of the imam and follow its way towards absolute perfection, but for those who knowingly and consciously follow the wrong way and who have gone astray, there must be a final proof so that if they are promised a chastisement, it will not be without reason. And no one can complain that no one had showed them the way. And if they had been shown, they would not have gone astray. In other words, it is to close, it is like completely shut down the way to excuses that the proof of the truth be given to the necessary extent. And awareness is given to the unaware and to the aware as well to gain strength of willpower. The imam is a great intermediator for divine grace, brothers and sisters. Many of the scholars following the Islamic traditions compare the existence of the prophet and the imam in a human society, in the total world of creation, to the existence of a heart in a body of a human being. We know that when the heart beats, blood is sent to all parts of the body, and it nurtures all of the cells of the body. Because the pure imam, in the form of a perfect human being and leader of human society, is the cause for the descent of divine favor or grace, and every individual, to the extent of their being in touch with the prophet and the imam, can benefit from this grace and favor, and the imam benefits from this very grace, it must be said that to the same extent that the existence of the heart is necessary for a human being, the existence of this intermediator for divine grace is also necessary for the activities of the world of humanity. Now note this point with care, brothers and sisters. This simile that we used of a heart pumping in a body is an important one. This is the role of an imam. He gives life to the entire humanity. He pumps life into the veins of every single human being, takes him towards God. He becomes that source, that intermediator for the divine grace of Allah to reach the human beings. Let it not be mistaken, the prophets and imams have nothing of themselves to give to others, that whatever is given by God. But just like the heart is an intermediator for the transmission of divine grace to the body, the prophets and imams also are intermediators for divine grace for human beings in all groups.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And هجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Brother Mehdi, the discussion, an example of the divine grace of the Imam. The Imam and the Holy Prophet, peace be upon them all, in the cosmos, in the universe, is like the heart to the body. They are the means for the descent of the divine grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the earth. The Imam is the most perfect human being, the Insan al-Kamil. Imam al-Sadiq, peace and blessings upon him, himself says, By Allah, certainly I know the Book of Allah from its beginning to its end, as if it is in my palm. In it is contained the Quran, the information about the heavens and the earth, about all that existed and all that is to be. Allah, mighty and exalted, has said, In it is the clarification of all things. And all of this just in the hands of the Imam? Surely, such a divine personality as Imam al-Sadiq is an example of divine grace upon this earth. Also, in another place, the sixth Imam himself eloquently says, My traditions are my father's traditions. My father's traditions are my grandfather's traditions. My grandfather's traditions are the traditions of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, and the traditions of Imam Ali, the commander of the faithful, are the traditions of the Apostle of Allah. May God bless him and his family. And the traditions of the Apostle of Allah, may God bless him and his family, are the words of Allah, the Mighty, the High. So the Imam is truly an example of beautiful divine grace, in that even the words of the Imam are the words of the Holy Prophet, which in turn are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, Imam al-Baqir, the fifth divinely appointed successor to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon them all, says, When our Qa'im rises and sets his hand authority over the heads of the servants, the followers, then the Qa'im, the Imam, will give them, the followers, intellectual development and complete their patience and their insights. After that, Allah will extend their sights and their hearing so that there will be no barrier between them and the Qa'im when he decides to speak with them. Then they hear, and they can watch him while he is in his place. So yet we find that another divine grace will be given to us by the 12th Imam, peace and blessings upon him, Imam al-Mahdi, when he appears in our midst to guide the world out of the dark cave it has lost itself in. So today we see that the Muslims are confused, in chaos, under oppression, dying senselessly, and not following the teachings of Islam. The only way to fix this chaos is to return to the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon them all. And a return to the household of the Holy Prophet is a return to the Holy Prophet himself, and a return to the Holy Prophet is a return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Imam, a divine grace indeed. Thanks for listening.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better. And made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves. We've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves. What will we say in front of him? Oh,
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before we went on to the break, we were talking about one of the philosophies of the existence of an imam. And that philosophy is that imam is a great intermediator for divine grace. We showed you, like, I gave you an example of a heart pumping in a body. Similarly, the existence of an imam is the source of that life. He is that lifeline for the entire humanity, right? Now, we've covered a few of the philosophies of the existence of an imam, and this was the last one out of all of them. What I would like you to do that now is that I'm going to raise a few questions, and I invite you, all of you listeners, dear listeners, I invite you to ponder about those questions that I will be raising now. And in the light of what we have seen and studied in these few sessions up until now, try to answer those questions. And if there's any confusion in terms of you being able to answer those questions, you may want to refer back to one of the episodes of this series that we have delivered in past few days. So the first question for you guys is, what is the role of imam in the spiritual perfection of a human being? If you remember, we answered this question, but if you cannot answer this off top of your head, you may want to listen to one of those sessions which we delivered probably 4 or 5 sessions before. Okay, but this is like, why am I raising these questions? So that you get the overall framework of our discussion and the philosophy of the existence of imam. The second question for you guys is, what is the role of the imam in guarding the divine law? Okay, you should know off of your fingertips that what is that role that an imam plays in terms of protecting and guarding the divine law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third question for you guys is, what is the role of an imam in the issue of leadership, of rule, and the system of society? Remember how we talked about the necessity of an imam to be that social and political leader. Now, you need to be able to answer this question to anyone who asks you, and more importantly for you yourself, you should know what the purpose of the existence of an imam is. What is the philosophy behind it? And one of the philosophies is that leadership of the society in terms of politics, in terms of economics, in terms of, we covered all those points, you remember. The fourth question for you guys is, what does the final proof mean? And what role does the imam play in this? Okay. Last but not the least, what does the intermediation of grace mean? What is the best analogy which can be given for the role of the prophets and imams from this point of view? So this last question we discussed in this very session before we went for that break. So with this, we hope you learned something about the purpose of the existence of Imama, which is a system, it is an institution, it is that continuation of that prophethood that started with Prophet Adam. It is that divine source of guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in place. It is that apparatus of guidance for every human being that has existed, that exists today, and that will exist tomorrow on this face of planet Earth. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.